Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. High school pupils and university students will be protesting the government's pension reform today with a demonstration that will leave from Saint-Lazare in Paris at 2 p.m. and will march towards the Place de la République. Meanwhile, the union, the CGT, is calling for a day with a huge drop in the amount of energy used, in particular due to a lot less energy generated in power stations and by continuing to block the country's oil refineries. Transport also remains disrupted. Article 7 of the pension reform was adopted last night by senators. This is the article which most of the controversy hinges on, as it provides for pushing back the legal retirement age from 62 to 64. Explosions were heard in the Ukrainian capital of Kiev this morning, as well as in Lviv, Kharkiv and Odessa, due to fresh rounds of Russian strikes. At least 4 people have been confirmed dead. The Zaporizhia nuclear power plant is now without electricity. In Val d'Oise, a police officer was handed an 8-month suspended prison sentence last night for failing to assist a person in danger. The 48-year-old was on trial as, while on duty, he had received a phone call from a woman who wanted to report that her former partner was being violent towards her. However, instead of helping her, the officer ignored her claims and insulted her. The next day, she was beaten by her former partner. The future of Karine Deacon as manager of the French women's football team hangs in the balance today. The executive committee of the Football Federation are meeting to decide whether she needs to be shown the door after 3 of the team's players, including captain Wendy Renard, pulled out of the team 2 weeks ago due to Deacon's management style. Paris Saint-Germain are now out of the Champions League after losing last night 2-0 to Bayern Munich. And finally, music star Marcel Amont died yesterday at the age of 93. Amont's hits included Bleu Blanc Blonde and Le Mexicain. He was famously the opening act for Edith Piaf when she performed at the Olympia in 1956. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.